The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Dennis Edmonds, CEO of Kazira Global. KZG is ticker there. Dennis, thanks for joining me.
Absolute pleasure, Justin. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, and you've got big news out today, transformational deal on lithium, and we'll talk about that and go through the detail of that in a bit. Before we do, Dennis, for people maybe not familiar with Kazira, could you give us a summary as to what you're all about, please?
Sure. Kazira is an investment company listed on AIM with assets in Namibia, which is tantalum, lithium, and nickel, and in South Africa, diamonds and heavy mineral sands, and then we've just entering into a deal to acquire a rare earth project in Kenya.
Understood. Okay, so let's talk about the news out today. Agreement to secure an investment of $7.5 million. Take us through this lithium deal, please.
Right, lithium has always been a very undervalued asset in Kazira's portfolio. It's an incidental metal lying next to our tantalum deposits and comes out at the same time as we're mining tantalum. And all we've been doing up till now has been stockpiling it. This deal values our lithium at $15 million, which is greater than the current market cap of Kazira. And it is a combination of cash, $2.5 million in cash, and a further $5 million of equipment and expertise. What that means is that we will now be able to considerably upgrade the plant in Namibia, which will mean that we are producing tantalum at the levels that we want to be producing it. We've already got the grades up to where we want them. Now it's a question of volumes, and this deal will enable us to get the volumes. So we'll be getting good returns on tantalum, which will be generating proper cash for the company within the next 2 to 3 months. And we will also, within 6 months, be generating profits out of lithium, because obviously we still retain 51% of all lithium sales.
Yeah. And this is happening. You're saying the sales will start when? At the end of next year, is that right? Or start of next year?
Lithium will start the first quarter of 2023.
Okay, excellent stuff. And so who's this investment coming from?
It's coming from a local Namibian company, who already have crushing and mining interests in Namibia. So they have quite a lot of equipment that they have available, which they can make available to us immediately, but they also have the ability to import machinery if that there is what we require.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it just shows the demand for lithium, doesn't it, I suppose? And also, if you could cover off a bit of your operations in South Africa, but diamond operations there.
The diamonds, we've managed to do a fantastic deal to get a PAN plant, which is a processing plant for separating diamonds from gravel, installed. It costs absolutely nothing to the company. There has been no capital outlay. It's a joint venture deal. And the joint venture partner is providing the plant together with an operator, and he will be paid out of the sale of diamonds, and he is being paid less than what we were originally paying to Alexcor to process those diamonds. So it's very much a win-win situation for us.
Yeah, yeah. So you're looking like you're busy on many fronts here. So, investors or people looking to follow the company, what can they expect over the next 6 to 12 months then, Dennis?
There's an enormous amount of news flow to come, I think, Justin. Firstly, obviously, will be the announcement of proper volumes coming out of the tantalum production. There will be production of lithium in the not-too-distant future, as I say, within the next 6 months, 7 months. On the diamond side, we are profitable, but not cash flow positive. We will be cash flow positive because of the fact that we've got the band plant working. We are hoping for a result on the heavy mineral sands in the not too distant future. We still believe that the Department of Mines did their job properly, and that this appeal that has been brought against it is spurious. And then finally, we've also got the deal in Kenya on the rare earths. Within the next 6 months, we'll have completed a JORC resource on that, hopefully, and that there will be, again, represent a substantial upgrade in terms of the value of that asset.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, just to explain, on Vox here, on the front page there, Dennis, we have 10 companies that are most followed. That changes all the time as people hit those follow buttons wanting news from these companies. So if you could get on that list and give us 3 quick reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page and add Kazira to their watch list, please.
Well, one asset of Kazira has been valued at $15 million, which is greater than the market cap. It completely disregards all the other assets in that valuation. Secondly, I think there's an enormous amount of news flow to come, as I've just highlighted. And perhaps the most important thing for investors is that the company will shortly be cash positive, be generating its own cash. It will be funding the exploration in Namibia and in Kenya. And that means that investors aren't going to be required to put their hands in their pockets. There will not be more shares coming available onto the market. Every reason to be acquiring those shares that are there right now.
Excellent stuff. Dennis, good to chat to you. And hopefully, like I say, lots of things happening. So hopefully we catch up in the not too distant future. Thanks very much.
Thank you. I look forward to that.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.